For today's High Peak Viewpoint, we're talking to former Blue Peter presenter Janet Ellis about new research that shows a whole generation has lost traditional outdoor skills.
They're gentle skills that aren't going to ever earn you money. You know, nobody's made their fortune crabbing or skimming stones. But they're lovely things to do. They're lovely as a kid. They're lovely to do with your kids. They're all free. They're easily available. And because this research has been sponsored by Visit North Norfolk, I can easily say they're absolutely available there. But of course, they're open to you wherever you live.
Up here in the High Peak and also in the Derbyshire Dales, we've got incredibly beautiful countryside. I was quite surprised, though, that so many people say they've not done something as simple as flying a kite or, I mean, obviously crabbing down in Norfolk, but not up here, not having navigated using a compass. Those really simple things. What do you think it is?
The one I'm shocked about is that 50% have never built a sandcastle. I mean, what?
Yeah, and what?
I didn't know you could just grow up without having built a sandcastle.
Well, exactly. And what do you think? Do you think that's changed since, you know, I'm 42, and definitely when I was a kid, these were just all natural things. Do you think is it social media and that TV generation and games generation?
I'm always loath, because I'm a fan of technology. It'd be silly not to be, wouldn't it, in today's world? You know, you can't fight something that all of us use and make work for our own advantages too. But of course, in the olden days, it was put down that book and come outside. Now it's put down that, you know, tablet or whatever and join the rest of us. And it's the same today. And I'm sure we're doing other things with our kids. I'm sure we're walking along. We're probably going on nature trails. We're cycling. You know, we're doing things as a family outdoors. I don't think that's all gone. But it's just a reminder that there are things that you might have forgotten about. I mean, beachcombing is a deep joy. And if you've forgotten about it, it's just an oh yes moment, isn't it? You think, oh, fantastic, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Let's have a go. So this is only intended as a gentle nudge towards things that don't fill up an entire day, but they'd certainly take a few very pleasurable hours. And actually, doing those things all together are the things of which your memories are made on holiday too, aren't they?
Yeah, and do you think it's sometimes a lack of confidence with parents that, you know, I don't know if I'd feel confident to show somebody how to put up a tent, if I'm honest about it.
Absolutely. Well, I can direct you to the website, listener, and you can have a fantastic little film.
Brilliant, I can learn.
How to do it, yes. And again, we're not talking about, you know, overnight stays on mountainsides. We're talking about those pleasurable, short-term, fun activities that you do, which are all part of a summer in the UK. And make me wish now, talking about them, that I could just bring the summer holidays a bit closer.
Oh, we just had a beautiful bank holiday. We had our friends, two little boys, and we went walking up Castlenaze, and they had a wonderful time. It's simple pleasures, isn't it, that children
absolutely
enjoy?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what this is about, really. Because I think that a lot of us do holiday in the UK, particularly with small children, because it's so fantastic not to have to travel anywhere, and, you know, everybody speaks the language, and it's fantastic, and the countryside is stunning, absolutely stunning. So I suppose it's about reminding everyone to just stop, look and listen at the things that are there, were there all along. And if you need a gentle reminder about how to build a sandcastle, then do visit northnorfolk.com and have a look at the little guides, because there are things on there I didn't know.